Hi guys, welcome to Patrice LaSalle's podcast. I am Patrice LaSalle. I'm excited that you are here with me today for today's episode. Today's episode is a little special because it's definitely spontaneous, and I feel like the Lord has placed something on my heart to share with you guys. So I am currently in, I started a new job a couple of months ago, and since day one, everything has been super intense. Like, I started within a week of me starting, I had to travel twice where I had to go out of state. I had to interview people. Like, it literally, like, I came in and hit the ground running. And so I am currently it's not really about my job, but just a little history on what I do. I am a trainer, and so I am currently developing training materials for a government contractor, for a government client. And so the deadline for producing these materials, literally from when I started, myself and another person, is 60 days. The first 30 days of, actually probably the first 8 weeks of us starting, was onboarding and getting our equipment and, you know, getting access. You know, when you're with the government, it takes forever to get your access. So the first 8 weeks, you know, really was all about that. Me actually understanding what the heck my job is. You know, I went to observe some other trainings, and so the first 8 weeks literally was about me learning my job and getting the tools I need to learn it. So now that, you know, we hit 8 weeks, the first 6 weeks, because if it's 60 days, that's 8 weeks. So the first 6 weeks, was about me getting access. You know, I traveled during that time, like all of that stuff. Now it's crunch time. I have 2 weeks to produce something that they gave us 60 days to do, but now I have to do it in 10 days. Actually, I don't even have a full 10 days. I literally probably have maybe 7 of those, because then it also has to go through a review process. And as I begin to walk through this, you know, I'm working extra hours, I'm working on the weekend, my body is tired, but yet I have to continue to push through because there is a deadline that needs to be met. And the Lord begins to speak to me, because there are so many, the circumstances are not necessarily conducive for me to produce. Hey, everything around me tells me that it can't be done. I'm getting opposition and pushback from some people where they're delaying. I've reached out to them saying, hey, I need this from you by this date so I can meet my deadline. And 7 days go by and they haven't even replied or responded to my email. And then, you know, we're asking questions, you know, like, hey, what about this? And then they reply to us with a question, or instead of someone doing what they're supposed to do, they put it back on us. Like, everything around me, everything around us, my team, is set up for us not to produce. And many of you are in similar situations where your circumstances is not conducive for you to produce. Your situation is not conducive for you to push to produce. Your environment is not conducive for you to produce. But my God, in this process, what I'm learning is that when everything around you is not conducive for you to push, or to give birth, or to do that thing that you're called to do, when everything around you is not conducive for you to produce, that there's a level of resilience that's built in you, that even when you're fighting against opposition, or you're pushing up against something that's hard, or pushing up against weight. And then when you think about when you go to the gym, as you're lifting weights, you know, it's heavy, it's hard, it hurts, you're actually achy, you know, after you work out, and even for a couple of days after that, there's pain that you experience, but there's a level of resistance where your body is actually there's a tolerance, your tolerance is now increasing, where the pain level, where now when you push 50 pounds or you're lifting 50 pounds, you know, for a week or 2 weeks, it's actually painful. You can't walk the next day, or you can't even move your arms the next day. But after a week, when you begin to push or lift 50 pounds, your body now can tolerate it. Where now you say, oh, this feels like nothing. So now I need 75 pounds. Now I need 100 pounds. So what you are going through right now, the Lord is literally building a level of resistance where your tolerance is increasing, where you'll begin to be able to produce in unlikely situations. You'll be able to produce in situations that's not conducive or not supportive. You'll have people around you who don't even support you, or your colleagues or your boss. They actually make it impossible for you to do what you need to do. They give you a tight deadline, or they don't give you the tools and the resources you need to be successful. But you will produce. Hey, yes, Lord, you will produce in unlikely situations in this season. You will produce when everything around you looks like this and it's impossible. Your finances are not lining up. Hey, yes, Lord, you have a dream on the inside of you, but your money says it's not possible. But my God, what God is doing in this season is that He's literally giving you the ability to produce when things around you are not aligned. Hey, there's a level of resistance that you will build in situations that are stressful. Yes, it doesn't feel good. Yes, you want to run away from it. Yes, you just want to throw in the towel and say, you know what, forget about it. I can find something easier. I can do something easier. But my God, the pressure that you feel right now in no time will feel literally like a feather. It will be so light that it won't even affect you. It won't even impact you. And then the Lord is building your resistance for where you're going. It's not about where you are right now. It's about where you're going. It's about where you're going. It's about your future. You can't give up in the hard. You can't walk away in the hard. You can't let it go in the hard. You have to learn how sometimes to stay in the fire. My God, when the three Hebrew boys, they were thrown in the fiery furnace, they could have gotten out. They could have bowed down to the other God. They could have served the other God. They could have took the easier way out. But they said, my God, that even if God doesn't deliver us. Hey, Shay, yes, there's a level of spiritual maturity that you reach that even if God doesn't deliver you, even if He doesn't turn everything around, will you still serve Him? Will you still serve Him? Yes, will you still serve Him? Many of our relationships sometimes with God is based on if things are good. It's based on if things are perfect. It's based on, God, I serve you if everything around me is easy. God, I'll serve you if everything around me, if I'm blessed, if I have enough money in my bank account, if I have enough gas in my car, if I have the latest car or the newest shoes, you're a good God. But if my account is on zero and I don't have I'm walking or taking the bus, God has forgotten about me. He's a bad God. I don't know where He is. Will you still serve Him? Will you still give Him the glory even when things around you are not conducive? It's not about your now season. It's about where you're actually going. It's your future you. I remember when I walked away, hey, a couple of years ago from everything. I sold my comfort. I sold my furniture. I sold everything to a place that was unfamiliar. I sold everything and I walked into a territory not knowing how things were going to be done. But God showed up every single time. And then when it was time for me to transition back home, I went from having my own place to now having a roommate. I went from having a queen size bed to now sleeping on an air mattress. Sometimes your situation is not conducive to where God is taking you, but it's something that He's building on the inside of you that in this season, if I'm sleeping on an air mattress, hey, God, you're still good. God, if I'm sleeping on an air mattress, I'm still going to produce. If I'm sleeping on an air mattress, I'm still going to serve you. If I'm sleeping on an air mattress, I'm still going to worship you. Whether I have money in my bank account or not, there's something on the inside of me. You have to get to a level where even when everything around you is against you, that you'll plant your feet, that you'll be unmovable, and that you'll allow the Lord to build resistance in you. You'll allow the Lord to increase your tolerance, and you will produce like never before. People around you will begin to be surprised at how did she do it? How did he do it? I knew their situation. I knew that her car got repossessed. I knew that she lost her job. But yes, she has a 7-figure business in less than a year. How did she do it? I knew her husband cheated on her and he left. I know that his mother was left him and that he was raised in foster care. I know, but how did he do it? Because we produce in situations that are not conducive, that man don't understand, then all of the glory goes to God. Because it's not in our strength anyway, it's in His strength. For His word says that the Bible says that, Lord, when I'm weak, that you are strong. Our strength is made perfect. Our weakness is made perfect. And it becomes the strength when we allow the Lord to add a super to our natural. When we allow Him to breathe upon what we can do, then it's multiplied, it's increased. And there's a level of something that God is building in you in this season, a level of fervency, a level of resilience, where you'll no longer be a quitter, but you'll begin to do, and you'll begin to stay, and you'll begin to stand against everything that comes against you. And you don't give up, you don't quit. You'll produce in unlikely situations in this season. You'll produce in situations when all odds are against you. You'll produce when you don't have the resources and the tools and the support, where you don't have the friends, you don't have the family. Everyone in your family thinks you're crazy. Everyone around you thinks that you've lost your mind, but you know what you heard God tell you. So you'll produce even when you don't have the support. My God. You'll produce in this season. I declare it over you in the name of Jesus that you will produce like never before. Yes, Lord, you will produce like never before. So, Father, I pray for you. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus for the grace to come upon them right now, Lord. I thank you for a level of resilience, God. I thank you, Lord, for fervency, God. I thank you, Lord, in this season that their feet will be planted, God, like a tree by the river, God. I thank you, God, that they won't be swayed by anything they see. I thank you, Lord, that when all odds are against them, God, they're actually helping them to produce what's on the inside of them, that they're going to learn even more about themselves in this season as they begin to continue to just push. God, I thank you, Lord, that everything that's on the inside of them, Lord, that'll begin to manifest like never before. And God, I thank you right now for strength coming upon them, Lord. I thank you right now, Lord, for the confirmation that they need to stand still. I thank you, Lord, for what they need, God, the confirmation they need, Lord, to know that you're with them, God. I thank you, Lord, that they're being still in their mind. They're being still in their thoughts. And God, I thank you that they won't run away from a hard thing, God. But in this season, Lord, they will run to the hard thing, God. And they will have their feet planted. And they will know that you are with them in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that they will give birth. Hey, yes, Lord, in this season, to dreams, visions, businesses, God, to destiny, to purpose. purpose to marriages. Yes, to families, godly marriages, godly families. God, I thank you in this season. God, they won't quit. They won't run away. They won't give up. But God, I thank you even now for strength. Release fresh strength. Breathe upon them, Holy Spirit, even now, that they will feel a refreshing coming upon them, God. And I thank you for the grace to run even further. I thank you for the grace and the strength to run even longer. I thank you, God, for a second wind. I thank you, God, even for multiplying their steps. Yes, I see some of you guys in the natural, you're taking one, but God is multiplying your steps where you're taking one step, but it's actually as if you're taking five. What would have taken you a day or a year would actually take you months and days. So God, I thank you for multiplying their steps in Jesus' name. I thank you for the supernatural ability to move forward, God, and move forward quickly into what you call for them and what you have for them in Jesus' name. God, I bless every listener, God, and I thank you, Lord, that their lives will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Whew. My God. I feel the holy. I feel the fire of God all over my body. This was definitely not planned, but the Lord, this thing was brewing in me where the Lord began to speak to me about me and that that we will produce in this season. We won't give up. We're not quitters, that we are actually producers, and people will produce when everything around us says that we won't produce. And so I bless you guys. I hope that you were blessed by this podcast episode. Make sure you share it with someone. If this blessed you, and you know it's a word of encouragement for someone that you love and care about, then I definitely encourage that you send this to them so that they can produce as well. One thing about me, I don't want to just win. I want everyone around me to win. I'm not one person that type of person that gets jealous where it's like, oh, I want to be the only person winning. Actually, no, I want everyone around me to win. So not only do I want myself to produce, I want my family to produce. I want my future kids to produce. I want my friends to produce. I want my enemies to produce. I want everybody to produce, because I know that when everyone is producing and doing what God has called them to do, the world will actually be turned upside down and God will get the glory. So I bless you guys. I'm done. Bye-bye.